want to talk about relationships for a second, because a friend of mine was stunned and amazed that I don't get jealous in relationships anymore like I did when I was younger. And I wanted to explain to him, it's by the time you get jealous, in my opinion, that relationship is over. You understand what I'm saying? Because all of the behaviors that a person would display to make themselves seem available to the other person either mean they don't want you, or they're trying really hard to get your attention and doing it in an unconstructive way. I don't get jealous. You know, I think of relationships like jobs. You understand what I'm saying? You punch in, you give everything you have, you use your skills to the best of their ability, you try to make sure that the business, aka the relationship, is strengthening and getting better and stronger and improving and growing. And then at the end of 50 years, you punch out one last time. The only difference between a relationship and a job is, in a job, at the end of the 50 years, you get your gold watch, and then you take your stuff out in the box. At the end of a relationship, they take you out in the box and bury you with a gold watch. You know, I just never understood the concept of getting really jealous and angry. It didn't make any sense to me, you know, because, like I said, I refuse to give anybody that kind of power over me. I did it before. I did it before when I had a girlfriend who just, and this was the last time I actually allowed anybody that I, any girl that I was a girl, woman that I was in a relationship with, to have that kind of power. I was a little younger than she was, and I was in my early 20s. She was a little older than that. And I thought I had found the girl that I was going to spend the rest of my life with. And what happened was, let's just say she didn't feel the same way. I left some letterhead over her house, and the letterhead had my name and my face on it. It literally had my picture on it. She gives it back to me. I stop off and pick it up. And I say, "Thanks a lot, doll." And then I take my stuff and I go home. I opened up the box of letterhead. And inside of the letterhead box was a romantic note, very well thought out, very sweet and sexy and awesome and great. And I'm sitting there going, this woman is awesome. This is a wonderful thing to do. I mean, I guess she's trying to, you know, say thank you for what I did for her, because what I had done for her was I went to her job, and she thought I was just going there to say hello. But basically what I was going there to do was to find out when all of her girlfriends we're going to be around the front desk, because there's nothing better than better than getting your woman a bunch of, like, a big bouquet of flowers and romantic note and all of that kind of stuff, is to do it in front of her girlfriends. So I stopped off, and I stopped off a couple of times just to make sure I knew when her girlfriends were going to be there. So when she got the note and the thing and the flowers and the dancing and all that kind of stuff, it happened right in front of them. So I figured, okay, this is her way of giving me a little bit of that back. So I'm reading this note, and I noticed that some of the places she was talking about, we had never gone to. Some of the activities that took place never took place when I was with her. Also, I'm not an older white guy who's married with 3 children. So, that was kind of the last clue. Let's see, I'm a young black man and in my 20s, and this guy's a rich white guy in his 40s. Yeah, I don't think she's talking about me here. And it kind of infuriated me, because it just crushed me, man. I couldn't believe anybody could do something like that. And as it turned out, she had been going through this other relationship for months. And that pissed me off. And that was the first time in my life that I ever was in a situation where someone did something to me that hurt so badly that I actually felt physical pain. At that point in my life, I didn't really think that was possible to do. I thought that was just complete horse pucky, that somebody could do or say something to you that would literally cause physical pain. But I now know that that's true. And what made it worse was not only the fact that another guy was in bed with the woman that I really cared about, that another guy was up inside her and touching her in ways that that shouldn't happen when you're in a relationship. I started noticing that, wait a minute, and this is what I was thinking, hold it a second. As I pulled the papers out, I started to notice that not only was she had she written this love note to this other guy, after the pain subsided a little bit, I realized, wait a minute, she was actually practicing this love note on my stationery. And the stationery had a picture of me smiling from the stationery. So she's literally writing rough drafts of a love note to another guy while looking at my smiling face come up from the paper. And that's when it hit me. I was so stupid. I was literally in the kind of pain that even when I had a car accident 5 or 6 years later, that didn't hurt as bad as seeing this note, or these notes in this rough drafts. And obviously that relationship ended. But that was the last time I decided that I was ever going to let anyone hurt me like that again. Now, I didn't mean that I was going to close myself off emotionally. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm an emotional guy. And what I mean by emotional is I can love people very, very deeply. I'm a very good friend. But you will never have an opportunity to crush me with something that you do. And I made a decision. I'm never going to let myself get jealous. I'm never going to let that happen again. If a person does not want to be with you, don't take it personally. You know, because let me keep in mind, say for the sake of argument, say the best car in the world is a Bugatti. It's a car that costs $1.5 million. But you love 65 Mustangs, which will probably cost about $25,000. And someone says, hey man, take this Bugatti. You can't sell it, but you can have it. You would be like, I don't want that. And they think you were crazy. You want that 65 Mustang? I mean, I know it's a classic, but this is a Bugatti here, man. Nah, I'm cool. Now, that person wouldn't take it personally. Because you're wanting or having a preference for the 65 Mustang doesn't denigrate the Bugatti. It doesn't mean the Bugatti sucks. It just means what you want is a 65 Mustang. And I realize it's exactly the same way in relationships. It doesn't mean that you suck because this particular person doesn't want you. All it means is that they want that. And quite frankly, if they want that, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with me. And since it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with me, I can't take it personally. And if I can't take it personally, let them go. I wish you happiness. We can't be friends because you lied to me, but I wish you happiness. And that's what I told him. That's what I told my friend. And that's the only thing I can say. I refuse to be jealous of anybody for any reason. And I hope you feel the same way about yourself. Don't let anybody get in your head. You know, even if they don't want you, it doesn't mean that you suck. It just means they want something else. Take care. Look, married friends, do me a favor. Stop talking about sex with your wife if I've known you for more than 10 years, please. I have friends that just keep doing that. I'm sitting there going, look, man, I've been friends with you for 15 years. I've been friends with your wife for 12. You're always around. You're always at my house. I'm always at your house. We're friends. She's like my sister. Stop telling me disgusting stuff you do to each other. I don't want to hear it. Especially since she has this thing that I didn't mind before, where we're close enough friends where she would walk up to me and give me the quick peck on them lips. And now I have to figure out ways to try to avoid that, you sick bastard. Stop it. You know, and when you've been friends long enough, like I said, you're like family, so you don't want to hear that crap. I don't want to hear my brother-in-law walking in, you know, S, you're going to love what I did to your sister last night. I grabbed a handful of her hair, right? And then I strapped it in the bed. No. Nope, 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 nope. Nope, 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 nope. Nope, nope, no, 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 no. You are two words away from one of two things happening. Me stabbing my eardrums out or me killing you and burying you somewhere. No, 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 no. Some people just don't know how to not say things, you know. And it's funny when you watch people react in different situations, how
how you can see how people get weirded out. I was hanging out with an older relative. He's a senior citizen, and he can say things that my younger friends just can't say. They can't do it. Seriously. I was driving him someplace. He saw a young man, really handsome young man. Guy was obviously muscled up, you know, symmetrical in the face. He worked on his body. He looked great. And this older relative looked at the guy and go, "Yo, S." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Look at that guy over there." I said, "What about him?" He goes, that young man has a beautiful body. That is one beautiful young man. I mean, that, look at this guy's body." And he starts running down body parts. Look at the way he sculpted this, that, this. And I'm looking at him going, "Why are we doing this?" You know, mainly because I was like, "Oh, really? Really, this is the conversation you want to have?" And I realized I wasn't as uncomfortable as my younger friends are. Like, you know, I can't imagine two 20-somethings going, "Yo, man, look at that dude over there, man. That dude's body is slamming, man. I mean, that dude is put together, man. Look at the body on it. That dude's body is beautiful." Because if one of those young guys had said that to another one of the young guys, it would have gone a little differently. But, "Yo, man, that dude's body is beautiful. Look, man, do me a favor. I'm going to pull over. You going to have to get out." You know what I'm saying? "No, no, no. I don't want to hear it. Get out." You know, because that's what comes out sometimes in uncomfortable situations. You get that soft homophobia that a lot of people have. Not the homophobia where, because these are the kind of people that would vote for gay marriage. These are the kind of people that would have gay friends. These are the kind of people that have gay relatives and would punch you in the mouth if you did anything to their gay friend or relative. But they don't want to hear it. And I've seen it up close. I had a friend of mine that was he's still a friend of mine now. And he's part of a long-term couple. And like I said, I don't want to hear heterosexuals telling me about they're getting it on. And now he's sitting there and I'm realizing that he's basically telling me in he's trying to be around the way with it, but he's basically letting me know that he's the garage and his long-term boyfriend is the car. And I'm sitting there going, "Dude, why? Why? I don't want to hear anybody I know talking about what they do to each other. This has nothing to do with you being gay. I would be, you know what I'm saying? Because if you notice, you saw me talking to this other couple who's heterosexual, and he was trying to tell me what he did to his wife, who's a long-term friend of mine, and I didn't want to hear that. You just saw that exchange. You saw me tell him to shut the fuck up and stop talking about what he did to his wife's butt and what she did to his butt. I kind of blacked out and started vomiting at that point. And now you're going to start. What is, why? You don't ever hear me talking about the stuff that I do to women. And quite frankly, having heard the stuff that you people do, you people aren't anywhere near as disgusting as I am. And I never tell you anything. So stop it. So everybody, let's huddle together. Everybody in this room, do me a favor. I love every last one of you like family. We've been friends for a long period of time. Stop telling me about what you do when you're fucking each other. I don't want to hear it. Do you understand? Thank you." And that's my message for the day. Stop telling people about your fucking. No one wants to hear it. That's right. I said it. No one wants to hear it. I ain't kidding. Seriously, don't tell us about that shit. Thanks again for stopping by. Until next time, S. Anthony, out.